I'm off to go.
I think we just start like that, by the way. Go, Adam.
Oh, Jesus. You're listening to the Anfield Wrap. My name's Adam Smith, and this is AFQ Football, the show in which a panel of guests answer questions sent in by you, the Anfield Wrap listeners, and they have been sent on the Facebook. We are joined today answering your questions by Paula Murphy, Belinda Barty, Carl, an old man, gets confused by things Copac, and Josh, Sexy Sexton. And they're going to be answering your questions. Carl, I imagine, will take just a little bit longer than other people. He ran a half marathon recently, don't you know? So we're going to start with this here question from Robbie Fowler, the gobshite, not the footballer, who said, give me a top five of Jurgen Klopp games at Anfield so far, please. Got asked at the weekend and named about 15, clearly showing that he didn't understand the question. So we will give one each. And yeah. I will start with Barcelona so as to fuck over the rest of you and make you think of something a little bit more interesting. Carl, you've got the longest time to think over, so I'll go to you last. Josh, let's start with you. Pick a good one.
I've been doing a lot of these recently through the sort of various things I've been asked to do, talking about Jurgen Klopp. So I've always gone with like three, well, one's not necessarily a game, one's more of an achievement. There's two games, so and one of them is Barcelona, which you've already stitched up on, Adam. So I will go with Dortmund, because Dortmund was probably the first time at Anfield where I really sort of felt the power of Jurgen Klopp. Like, everyone references that season in the Europa League run and talks about the game against United sort of being the point where Liverpool announced themselves back on the European stage. I don't know if people are sort of doing that with almost like a tinge of revisionism about it. Like, I didn't feel that coming out of that United game. Like, I thought we were like, we should have been a better team than United around that time. There have been a couple of times where we'd lost to United when I don't think that they were great United sides, really. I thought they were United sides that, you know, still had soft underbellies and, you know, not the right kind of personalities in the squad and things to that nature.